Welcome back, everyone, to the Dennis Leo podcast. We're kicking off season two, and you know what that means.
Diving headfirst into the world of project management.
You got it. And to guide us on this journey, we're going to be cracking open the very first chapter of Dennis's book,
Mastering Project Management with Dennis Leo.
That's right. So whether you're a seasoned project pro or just starting out this deep dive, is going to give you that rock-solid foundation in project management.
You know, one of the things that always fascinates me is we often think of projects as these massive, complex undertakings.
All right, yeah.
But they're really the building blocks of everything we do.
That's so true. From launching a new product line to, like, planning a simple team outing, it's all projects.
Absolutely. And this chapter really drives home how vital effective project management is because it helps you avoid those budget blowouts, missed deadlines, and even, you know, total project failures.
Totally. Which I'm sure many of us have experienced firsthand.
Oh, yeah.
It's not fun.
Not at all.
So before we get into the nitty-gritty, can you give us a clear definition of what project management actually is?
Well, think of it this way. It's the art of harnessing processes, skills, knowledge, and experience to hit those objectives.
Okay.
You're basically trying to stay within budget, meet deadlines, and ultimately deliver a successful project.
Okay, so it's more than just checking things off a to-do list.
Right. This chapter lays out these six core principles, which are the foundation of good project management.
What are they?
Okay, so we have clear objectives, a defined scope, proper resource allocation, smart risk management, stakeholder engagement, and continuous monitoring.
That's a lot to unpack.
It is.
So let's break those down further,
sure.
Starting with clear objectives. What exactly do we mean by that?
So just like a blueprint guides the construction of a house, clear objectives define exactly what you're trying to achieve with your project.
Makes sense. It's like having a shared understanding of where you're headed.
Right.
So then what about defined scope? How does that fit in?
Right. So imagine you're building a house, right?
Yeah.
And you just keep adding rooms and features without thinking about budget or timeline.
Oh, no, that sounds familiar.
That's what we call scope creep.
Oh, yeah.
The project just spirals out of control.
Yeah. That's a great analogy.
Defining the scope from the beginning sets those boundaries so everyone's clear on what's included and what's not included.
I see. So it's about managing expectations and keeping the project focused.
Exactly. Then we have resource allocation.
Okay.
It's making sure you've got enough bricks and mortar and workers to build that house.
Right. Making sure you have the right budget, enough time, and the right people for each task.
That's it. Now, what about risk management?
Well, I was just thinking about unexpected storms that could damage a house under construction.
You got it.
Yeah.
It's about identifying potential problems and having those backup plans ready.
Okay, so being proactive instead of reactive.
Right. Then stakeholder engagement.
Okay.
It's about keeping those homeowners informed.
All right, so in project management, that would be team members, clients, upper management. Everyone's got to be in the loop.
Exactly. Keeps everyone on the same page.
And last but not least, continuous monitoring.
That's like your regular inspections during construction to make sure everything is on track.
Right. So tracking progress, measuring performance, and making any necessary adjustments.
Precisely.
So these six principles, they're like the pillars holding up the entire project.
I like that analogy.
They make sure everything stays strong and stable.
Absolutely.
Now let's talk about those project management methodologies.
That's where things get interesting.
So what are the most common methodologies out there?
The three you'll hear about the most are waterfall, agile, and hybrid.
Okay, so let's start with waterfall.
Think of it like a traditional recipe, you know? If you follow a step-by-step process, each phase must be completed before moving on to the next one.
Okay, so you can't move to step two until step one is totally done.
You got it. First, gather requirements, then design the solution, then develop it, test it, and finally deploy it.
It seems pretty straightforward and organized.
It is. Waterfall works great for projects with clear requirements up front, especially if you don't expect a lot of changes along the way.
But in today's fast-paced world, things change all the time.
True, and that's the downside of waterfall. It's not very flexible.
If you need to make changes mid-project, it can throw everything off.
Exactly. That's where Agile comes in.
Agile being all about embracing change.
Absolutely. It's iterative. You work in short cycles called sprints, and you have regular feedback loops.
It's interesting how Agile started in software development, but it's being used everywhere now.
It's adaptable. Yeah. It's about breaking those huge projects into smaller, more manageable chunks and constantly improving based on feedback.
So you don't need to have every little detail figured out from the get-go.
Right. And within Agile, there are a few key frameworks.
Okay, such as
Scrum, Kanban, and Lean.
Let's take those one by one. What's Scrum all about?
Scrum is all about those sprints.
The short cycles we talked about.
It's a very structured framework with specific roles and ceremonies to keep things moving forward.
So it's like a bunch of mini projects within the larger project.
You could say that. Each sprint is usually 2 to 4 weeks, and you have a working product at the end of each sprint.
Okay, I like that. So you can see tangible progress.
Exactly. Right. Now, Kanban is a bit different.
Okay, how so?
It's a very visual system.
Okay.
You use a board with columns representing the stages of work.
Oh, I've seen those. It's like a super visual to-do list.
Exactly. Kanban is great for visualizing those bottlenecks and making sure work is flowing smoothly.
Got it. And what about Lean?
Lean is all about efficiency.
Okay.
It's about maximizing value while minimizing waste.
So it's about streamlining the process.
It's about working smarter, not harder.
And then there's hybrid project management.
That's where things get really fun.
What is that exactly?
It's a blend of waterfall and agile.
Okay.
It takes the best parts of both.
So you get the structure of waterfall with the flexibility of agile.
That's it. For example, you might use waterfall for planning and design, but then switch to agile for development and testing.
That makes sense. So you're adapting the approach to fit the needs of the project.
Exactly.
No more one size fits all.
Right.
So now that we have a handle on principles and methodologies, let's talk about technology.
Can't forget about the tools.
This chapter is a whole section on project management tools.
Yeah, there are so many incredible tools nowadays to streamline workflows and boost collaboration.
And it specifically mentions Trello, Asana, Microsoft Project, Monday.com, Jira, Smartsheet, and Notion.
Oh yeah, those are some popular ones.
Can you give us a brief rundown of each one?
Of course. So Trello is great for visual project management.
Okay.
It's based on the Kanban system we talked about.
Oh yeah, with the boards and the cards.
Exactly. It's very user-friendly, great for smaller teams or individual projects.
Then there's Asana.
Asana is great for task management, collaboration, and communication.
Okay.
You can create projects, assign tasks, set deadlines, and track progress all in one place.
So it's like a central hub for your project.
Exactly. Now, Microsoft Project is a bit more of a veteran.
Okay.
Been around forever. It's very robust.
Mm-hmm.
A good choice for big, complex projects.
So that's for the heavy-duty project management.
Right. Monday.com is another one that's really popular.
Okay. And what's that one known for?
It's visual interface and automation features. You can create custom workflows and get a really clear overview of your projects.
Okay, so that's if you want to automate some of those tasks.
Exactly. Now, if you're working in software development, you've probably heard of Jira.
Jira?
Yeah, it's built around Agile and has features for sprint planning, issue tracking, and code management.
So if you're building software, Jira is your go-to.
Pretty much. And then there's Smartsheet.
Okay.
It combines project management and spreadsheets.
So it's like Excel, but with project management superpowers.
You got it. And finally, we have Notion.
Notion.
It's super flexible. You can use it for project management, note-taking, documentation, all kinds of things.
That sounds pretty versatile.
It is. It's a great option for teams that want to centralize all their work in one platform.
Okay, so a lot of options to choose from.
There are.
Now, I know a lot of people get project management and product management confused.
It's easy to do.
So can you clear that up for us?
They are different.
Yeah, I remember the chapter uses the iPhone as an example.
Oh, yeah, the iPhone. That's a good one.
Can you walk us through that?
Imagine the development of a new iPhone model, right?
Okay.
The project manager at Apple would oversee the entire project.
Okay.
From the initial design all the way to the launch.
So making sure they stay on track, on budget, meet all those deadlines.
Exactly. They manage the resources, coordinate the team, and basically put out any fires that might pop up.
So where does the product manager come in?
The product manager is all about the iPhone itself.
Go.
They define the vision,
okay,
understand the market, and make sure it meets customer needs.
They're thinking about the big picture, why this phone,
yeah,
how it fits into the market.
Right. They're analyzing those trends, looking at customer feedback, and keeping an eye on the competition.
So the project manager focuses on the execution, and the product manager focuses on strategy.
You nailed it.
Both super important but different roles.
Absolutely.
Now, this chapter really emphasizes the human element of project management.
I think that's often overlooked.
It's about the people, right?
It is. You can have the best plan, but if your team isn't motivated and engaged, it won't work.
So what leadership and communication skills should project managers focus on?
Active listening is crucial.
Okay.
You have to really hear your team, understand their concerns, and create that safe environment where everyone feels respected.
Where they feel comfortable sharing their ideas.
Absolutely. And then conflict resolution.
Well, yeah. Conflict is inevitable.
It is. And it's the project manager's job to address those conflicts in a constructive and timely manner.
It's about keeping things from escalating.
Exactly. And adaptability is huge.
Oh, yeah, because things change all the time.
They do. Project managers need to be flexible and adjust their plans as things come up.
It's all about rolling with the punches.
Right. And then there's decision making.
Okay.
You often have to make tough calls under pressure.
Using your experience and intuition.
Exactly. All of these skills, active listening, conflict resolution, adaptability, decision making, they are all essential for building a strong team.
I love that this chapter focuses on the human side. It's not just about checking things off a list, it's about building relationships.
Absolutely.
So we've explored the core principles, the different methodologies, and even touched on the role technology plays.
And we can't forget about the human element.
This has been a fantastic foundation, and I'm already excited for the next episode,
Me too.
where we'll dive even deeper into agile methodologies.
That's right.
But before we go, I want to hear from you, the listener.
Okay.
What stood out to you most from this chapter?
Was there a principle, methodology, or tool that sparked your interest?
Share your insights in the comments below.
We love hearing your thoughts and continuing the conversation.
So stay tuned for our next episode.
We'll unravel all the intricacies of Agile.
See you next time.
Bye! It's funny, isn't it?
What's that?
We often think of project management as this rigid, structured process,
Yeah.
but it's really a very human-centric field.
Yeah, that really resonated with me too, how the chapter emphasized the human element. You're not just managing tasks and, timelines and things like that.
Right.
You're dealing with real people
Yes, you are.
with all their quirks and motivations.
Exactly. And that's why honing those leadership and communication skills is so important.
Absolutely. You need to inspire your team, build trust, and create an environment where everyone feels valued.
Yes, create a space where people feel comfortable taking risks and sharing their ideas.
Exactly.
Speaking of different roles and perspectives,
Yeah.
I thought it would be helpful to go back to something we touched on earlier, the distinction between project and product management.
Yes. I think people often get those two confused.
Yeah, they do. They really
They
do.
think it's the same thing.
Yeah, but they are distinct with their own objectives and responsibilities.
Right. So project managers are laser focused on those specific projects with a clear beginning and end.
Right.
Whereas product managers are thinking about the overall life cycle of a product.
That's a great way to put it.
And maybe it's helpful to think about it in terms of like timelines.
Yes, timelines are a good way to look at it.
So a project has a definite start and end date.
Right.
You're working towards that specific goal. And once that goal's achieved, the project's done.
It's finished, you move on to the next thing.
But a product, that's a different story,
A
right?
product is a living thing. It's
Yeah.
always evolving, adapting to the market. It's a journey.
So a project might be like launching a new feature for a product,
Right.
but the product manager is thinking about the long-term vision for that product.
Yeah, how it fits into the overall market.
They're considering things like customer feedback, the
All
competition,
those things.
so
It's
much
true.
broader scope,
It is.
longer-term perspective.
But here's the thing, even though project management and product management are different, they have to work together.
Right. Of course, they need to be on the same page,
They do.
aligned on the goals, the timeline, the vision.
Communication is key there.
Absolutely.
They've got to keep each other informed of any changes or challenges or anything like that.
It's a team effort.
It is.
Now, let's be real for a second. Project management isn't always easy, is it?
It's not all sunshine and rainbows.
There are always those deadlines.
The budgets, the resource,
Yeah.
the people.
Yeah, you can't forget about the people.
It's a lot to juggle.
It is.
And things change so quickly.
Yeah, they do.
Keeping everyone happy and everything running smoothly.
It's tough.
It is. It's a challenge.
But when you successfully deliver a project,
Oh, yeah.
especially when it's been a tough one,
It's the best feeling.
it is such a rewarding feeling.
It's a real accomplishment.
It
Shows
is.
your skill and dedication.
And I think it's important to remember that those setbacks, those mistakes, they're just part of the journey.
Yeah, you got to learn from your mistake.
They're learning opportunities.
Absolutely.
And, create that culture where it's okay to make mistakes as long as you learn from them.
Right.
I wanted to talk about something that's really crucial for anyone who's interested in project management.
What's that?
Continuous learning.
Oh, that's huge.
Project management is constantly evolving.
Yes, it is.
New methodologies, new tools.
You best
You
practices.
got to keep learning.
You do. You can't just, sit back and
You
relax.
got to stay ahead of the curve.
You do. And thankfully, there are so many resources to help us do that. Books, articles, online courses, podcasts like this one, Winx.
Yes,
Yeah.
this podcast, conferences. And don't forget about networking.
Oh, networking is so
It's
important.
a chance to learn from other project management professionals.
Share your stories, swap ideas.
It's like a support system.
It
So
is.
commit to that ongoing learning.
It's the key to becoming an expert.
Now, I think it would be helpful to revisit some of those key takeaways from this chapter.
Good idea. What are some of the things that our listeners should really remember?
Well, first, I think it's important to really understand those fundamental principles,
Yes.
the
Like that
foundation,
six core principles,
clear objectives,
defined scope,
resource allocation,
risk management,
stakeholder
and
engagement.
continuous monitoring.
Those are the building blocks of a successful project.
And another takeaway is choosing the right methodology.
Yeah, we talked about waterfall, agile, and hybrid.
It's about finding the right tool for the job.
Exactly. And remember, it's not always one or the other. You can mix and match.
Create that hybrid approach.
Right.
And of course, we can't forget about the human element.
No, we can't.
Building that strong team, fostering communication.
Those are the things that make projects successful, not just hitting deadlines and staying on budget. And, we touched on the importance of continuous learning, staying curious.
Never stop learning.
So this deep dive has given us a really good overview of the fundamentals of project management.
It has, and it's a great foundation to build upon.
It is a great foundation.
It is, and it's the perfect springboard for our next episode,
Oh, yes.
where we're going to dive into agile methodologies.
I'm so excited for that one.
Me too.
But before we close out this episode,
Yeah.
I want to leave our listeners with a question to think about.
A good question to ponder.
I want you to think about your own experiences with projects,
Okay.
whether it's at work, in your personal life.
Or just your everyday life.
What are some of the biggest challenges you've faced when it comes to managing those projects?
That's a great question. It's something we can all relate to.
Yeah, we all face obstacles,
We do.
whether it's tight deadlines, limited resources,
Unexpected changes.
or just, those tricky interpersonal dynamics.
All those things, yeah.
So share your biggest project management challenges in the comments.
We want to hear your stories.
We want to learn from your experiences.
And who knows, maybe your challenge will inspire a future episode. We've talked about a lot in this deep dive,
We
all those
have.
fundamentals of project management.
But there's one more thing I want to make sure we touch on before we wrap up.
Okay, what's that?
Those actionable takeaways.
Oh, yeah, that's important.
It's not enough to just understand the theory.
Right.
We got to actually put this knowledge into practice.
Absolutely. This chapter gives some great steps that our listeners can take to start applying these
Whether
principles.
it's to their work or even their personal projects.
Exactly. So the first action is to really zoom in on a specific project in your organization
Okay.
and examine the current management approach.
Okay, so take a step back and really look at it.
Yeah, use those core principles as your lens.
Okay.
Ask yourself, is there a clear objective? Is the scope well defined? Are resources being allocated effectively?
By asking those questions, you can start to see where you can improve.
Right. You can see how those principles we discussed can be applied in the real world.
And then the second action step is to choose a project management tool that works for you.
Yes, find a tool you actually enjoy using.
We talked about so many different options,
There are a lot out there.
from simple Kanban boards like Trello to more complex platforms like Asana or Microsoft Project.
You got to find what works for you.
Experiment a little bit until you
Exactly.
find one that feels right.
And then use it consistently.
Yeah, make it a habit.
Yeah, that'll help you stay organized.
Keep track of everything.
Exactly. Now, the third action is all about experimenting with different methodologies.
Oh, yeah, we've talked about waterfall, agile, hybrid.
Each one has its pros and cons. The best way to understand them is to try them out.
See what works for you and your team.
Exactly. And don't be afraid to mix and match.
Yeah, maybe you create your own hybrid approach.
Right.
And then finally, the chapter reminds us about the human element.
Oh, yeah. Can't forget about the people.
It's so important.
It really
It's
is.
about investing in your team,
Empowering them
creating a positive and supportive environment.
where everyone feels valued.
Exactly.
It's not just about hitting those deadlines, it's about building those connections.
So as you go on your own project management journey, remember, it's not just about checking things off a list.
No, it's not.
It's about those relationships.
Exactly.
Well, I think that brings us to the end of our deep dive.
Time flies when you're talking about project management.
It does. This chapter has been such a great foundation.
A great starting point.
It really has.
We've only just scratched the surface, though.
I know there's so much more to learn.
There is.
But for now, I'll leave you with one final thought.
Okay, hit me with it.
How can you apply these principles to your own work and your personal projects?
I love that question.
Think about it.
See if there's a project that needs a fresh perspective.
Maybe try a new project management tool.
Or focus on those leadership and communication skills.
Whatever you choose to do.
Mm-hmm.
I hope this deep dive has given you a good understanding of project management.
And sparked that curiosity.
And the desire to keep learning.
And remember, we're here to support you.
Share your insights with us.
Your questions, your aha moments.
We're always happy to hear from you.
We are.
Until next time, happy project managing.
Happy project managing, everyone!